from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name. I'm glad that you're joining us for another Gospel program, and I trust that you'll stay with us for the next 15 minutes as we bring the Gospel in message and in song. May I just say thank you to those who have taken time to write. Perhaps you've been a regular listener for some time, but you haven't got round to writing to us. Well, why not make a point of dropping us a line this week? It's always a great encouragement to hear from our listeners, and we'd be glad to receive a letter from you. I trust that your letter will add to our mailbag this week. It just might be that I'm speaking to a listener for the very first time. This is your first time to tune into our Let the Bible Speak broadcast. I hope it won't be your last, and that you'll become a regular listener to the programme. Do remember that we're on air simply to preach Christ and Him crucified. We can say that we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. It's our only desire to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that gospel that is summed up in the words of John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And it's our prayer that if you don't know Christ, that you will come to know Him, whom to know is life eternal. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, as he continues with his series in Mark's Gospel, and here he is.
Good morning, everyone. We will be returning to complete our study of the two verses we began to look at in Mark chapter 4. That is the verses 24 and 25. But before we do that, we're going to have the Salvation Army sing for us that wonderful hymn, "He Hideth My Soul."
Thank you.
Well, it's time once again to turn to the Word of God. Mark chapter 4 and the verses 24 and 25. Let me read those verses to you just to remind you of what is in them. And he, that's the Lord Jesus, of course, said unto them, Take heed what ye hear, with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. Now we began our Bible study by drawing your attention to the fact that it is important to hear God's word. The Lord Jesus Christ said to his listeners, Take heed what ye hear. It is vitally important for you to make sure that your religious activities are based upon the Word of God, that you are following the teaching of the Holy Scriptures. Now we move on a little bit, and I want you to notice that the Lord Jesus is saying that it's not only important what you listen to, but it's important how you listen to the Word of God. You could listen to the Word of God. You could sit under the most orthodox ministry and yet never benefit from it because you're not listening aright. You're not listening correctly. Now, what do we mean by that? Well, let the Savior tell us. Did we not study earlier in the chapter 4 of the Gospel of Mark the Savior's words about the parable of the sower? How that the Word of God in its preaching is like a sower going forth with seed. Not all the seed that is cast to the ground actually produces any fruit. And so it is with the preaching of the Word of God. It is not heard correctly. It is not welcomed. It is not received. It is not acted upon. It is not obeyed. It is not embraced. And consequently, no good comes from hearing the Word of God when you don't hear it aright. There's another example of what I'm saying in the Epistle of James, the chapter 1, the verse 21. Halfway through the verse, we read, Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass or a mirror. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Under the Word of God, we may see our sins, we may see our helplessness, we may see our lost condition, we may see how much we need the Lord Jesus Christ. But then when we go out from under the preaching of the Word of God, we forget it all. And we've benefited not in the least, having seen our need of salvation, but not acting upon it. We're like a man looking in a mirror and then turning away and forgetting what it was he has seen. So the Lord Jesus is telling us here, it's important not only what you hear, but when you're listening to the Word of God, it's important how you hear. How you hear. Let me show you something else from this text that we're looking at, or these two verses that we're looking at in Mark chapter 4. It says, For he that hath, verse 25, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. You see, if you don't make use of God's word, if God privileges you, and it is a privilege, to hear the word of God, but you never make any use of it, then God will take away that privilege. God will take away that privilege. There's many countries in the world today, you know, are in pagan darkness and ignorance. For once the gospel was preached, many African countries had the gospel long before Europe. Long before Europe. But there was a carelessness. There was not a heeding of the gospel, and there was not an obeying of the gospel, and consequently, they lost that privilege. In Revelation chapter 23, Revelation chapter 3 and the verse 20, you will find there the Savior withdrawing from the church at Laodicea and warning them. If they did not start listening to what he said and doing what he said, they would lose the privilege of the gospel. You can read the same thing in Hosea chapter 5 and the verse 15. O men and women, please understand this. Where Christ is not welcomed, where his word is not heeded, then he will turn away and withdraw and take with him the privilege of hearing the gospel. Don't cast away your privilege of hearing the gospel, but obey it. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.